Hi guys, and welcome back to It's Date Night. So tonight I'm here with, I am a stylist, a fashion designer based in London, and also, how do I introduce
wow.
you?
Wow, doesn't even know my handle.
I know your hands, I was thinking, how do I introduce you? Christ Couture.
Well done.
Thank you, but I'm thinking, what do I describe you as? Author?
TEDx speaker.
Oh, here we go.
As of tomorrow,
so we have TEDx speaker, fashion designer, and we're here just to, again, obviously, to talk about dating in London. Emma has she had a statement which she made earlier tonight, and I thought that'd be quite interesting, which was how men should date in 2019, right?
Yeah.
How should men date in 2019?
I think I just felt more like they should go back to how they used to date back in the 40s and 50s.
Okay.
And just court women.
What made you say that? What's happened to make you feel like actually they're not dating right or not dating the way that you think they should be?
I just think there's... I think the attitude is different now. Where they feel they don't have to because there's that many kind of single girls or available girls and they don't need to make as much effort as they...
As they used to.
Used to.
I guess what you just have a lot of choice.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, I don't disagree. I think it's quite nice to be wooed and courted and like a guy likes you. That like there's, banter might not be the right word in this context, but there's that he's flirting, it's cute, whatever else. But it's interesting. I like all of that kind of stuff when I'm dating someone. I don't know how you feel. I'm going to refer to you as Tolo, though your handle is obviously Christ Couture. Guys, we're still working this out. It's fine. But, like, I don't know. Thoughts? Should guys date a particular way? Should they date in a particular way in this day and age? Or...
I feel like I'm getting How I Kissed Dating Goodbye vibes by Joshua Harris. Did I send you the link to this? It's just this premise about Christians dating that it should be more serious.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah. Is that the guy who was, like, a scam?
Yeah, well, it's basically... He said this thing
when it was a scam.
Like 18 or 19... or 2021 saying people shouldn't really date, they should court, like intentionally dating, and then he changed his mind 3 years later. And people
awkward.
Have gone through this whole thing of like promise rings and promising each other and promising to be celibate, which is, I think are all really good things actually, but I think they came from a place where they're just following someone blindly because he was supposedly doing it and then he wasn't doing it.
So why did he change?
Because he grew up and he realised that's not what he actually wanted. He felt like he was I think he was like a pastor's son maybe. And I think he felt that it was a thing that he should promote. And so he did, and when I think it took off faster than he could keep up with it.
Okay.
And then as he grew up and started thinking about maybe his own personal choices, that I guess wasn't what he really wanted. But you can't take back the books he published. He published quite a few books on it.
Yeah.
I think he did try and get them. What do you call it when you call them back in? I don't know. I think he tried to get them recalled or stop getting published. But a lot of people are quite angry about that because they'd followed it because of him, and he then didn't follow his own advice. So I feel like this is kind of similar to that, and you're saying it should be courting, not dating.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I'm being divorced, I kind of agree now. I don't want to waste my time dating, I'm not going to go anywhere. But then I was married and I got divorced, I didn't go anywhere either. I don't really know what the answer is.
I can't just like say like that.
It's true. That's what happened.
But I guess taking it back to like essentially the starting block. So this is obviously first meet, that kind of stuff, blah blah blah. So I guess is the issue men's approaches to dating or how they value women or the fact that things are so disposable? Because the thing is, I don't think it's men, women. I think it's how we are dating today, where we have our apps, we have all these online stuff, whatever. Oh, what now?
Yeah.
Gone.
Well, I can't say it properly because I don't want to misquote someone. So I read something on Twitter which was amazing the other day about how people are dating now.
Yeah.
And someone said something like, and I do not want to offend, but this guy said that the gay dating culture has always been different from the heterosexual dating culture.
Okay.
And it is almost as if now straight people are trying to date in the same way that gay people date. And we can't.
I can see that.
Because of the way that society is set up, it doesn't work,
yeah.
and it isn't working for straight couples. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of. I'm sorry.
And it's casual and like trying to make it equal is the wrong word because.
It's really so okay for me. I guess if I'm going to look at the gay scene, my understanding, but I guess what I would make as a fairly sweeping statement would be it's quite quick, it's quite disposable. You kind of like things yeah. work or they don't. You kind of move through your partners. That is what I would quote unquote kind of say is like on the gay scene. I don't know if that's fair to say or not, but I feel like it's quick. You kind of work through your partners, and when it works, it works. And I know yeah. I have friends who are gay and they're in couples, and when it works, they've been together for years and nothing's kind of shifting them or shaking them. That's it. But is that what you mean, T?
No, I don't want to misquote this. I need to just find the tweet as well.
Okay, so we're finding a tweet now, guys, so we don't misquote folks. But it's kind of like this whole I like the idea of being courted and wooed. So I guess it's I understand the appeal or the desire for quote unquote old fashioned. Oh, I can't even finish a point.
Sorry.
Jesus,
this
go.
Is what Christian did, interrupt.
Go on.
So this guy was saying that dating is fun, like straight women everywhere. Have you ever met a straight man? Sorry, this guy was saying dating is really fun, but straight women are saying it isn't actually fun because have you met straight men to know what it's like? And then let me just have a look through this. Someone saying straight guys are quite boring, don't ask questions, they try and manipulate you into a hookup without wanting to see you again, so women don't feel safe.
Yeah.
And then she was saying, I wonder if it's the fact that you're with the dating apps, you're being told that your options are endless, and that changed the psychology behind having to take someone seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy, who I'm assuming is a gay guy, says, it's also to do with the way gay dating has kind of influenced straight dating without the consequences of hookup culture actually being thought about when it's transferred to men and women. So the girls responded saying it's been transferred and adopted without any of the considered boundaries or historical or political relationships to sex. And I think that's true because with gay dating, I think it's not that it's a new thing, mm-hmm. but there is almost not as much responsibility or expected outcome. It can be free, like you were saying, like there isn't a sense of, there's no, it's not weighted relationship necessarily because you can kind of come in and come out of it if you want to without anyone expecting it to be a thing. But traditionally, if you're a straight woman or a man dating someone of the opposite sex, there's been an expectation that it will lead to something.
Okay.
So you can't approach the two types of dating culture in the same way, but we are, and that's how we deal with the apps, and that's why
it's
working.
Yeah, I think I would see it as back in the day, it was more intentional. Like, you knew that this is the type of woman you're looking for, this is the type of woman like you want, and then if you come across that person that has those qualities, you're more, the intent and the want and the attention is more there, focused on one person, and you see it through till it works out or it doesn't, and then you move on. While now, here, there's women everywhere, and you can start something, kind of leave it on pause, start something else, go back to it, ghost one, leave one, talk to another one, lead her on. It's just too much, and I just wish it was more
transparent.
Yeah.
That's so interesting, because I kind of feel like it is transparent, though. People are quite clear about what they want. So I guess my issue is, I wonder if it's maybe the people that I'm coming across, the people that I'm dating, or the people who are going through, they're on their dating journeys and they're sharing this information. I think people are very clear about, I want to get married, or I don't want to get married, or I want a fuck buddy, I want this and that. So they kind of state what they want. So either this guy or girl is going to be involved in that period. So it's interesting to hear this, because I wouldn't have made that correlation between how straight dating is with gay dating. So that's really interesting. So I would love to hear a gay person's perspective on it, if this is accurate or not.
Oh yeah, and a gay woman as well.
So when I say gay, I'm referring to gay men and gay women, to same sex relationships, I guess it's easier to say. So that's really interesting to hear. But I think, because I find people are quite clear,
but I don't think they are. I think we think that when people are saying things, they mean what they say and they do. And I was listening to, I was eavesdropping on a conversation the other day in a pub over Easter weekend. I'm a writer, so it's fine. And this girl was saying that she met this guy on a dating app, I can't remember which one, and they had a date, and it went really well, and it was lovely, and then they had arranged a second date, and he said something like, oh, I'm not looking for a relationship, I just, I'm not ready to settle down yet, I've been out of a relationship quite recently, and I wanted to see how things go, and she was like, that's absolutely fine, and then had a second date, after he'd cancelled it, had a second date together, and she was saying he was really lovely and he was very kind, he cooked for me, blah 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 blah. Anyway, they arranged a third date, he didn't turn up, and then he made excuses about work and sex, stuff like, oh, you know, I'm just not ready for a relationship now, my ex-girlfriend really hurt me. And her reaction was, he's just so scarred, he just needs someone to really look after him. I feel like he's so vulnerable, he does want to be in a relationship, but he's so hurt by his ex-girlfriend. And I just thought, we need to be calling bullshit on that kind
Sorry,
of thing.
But yeah. No. But with that, I feel like she's not listening to what he's saying, or she's ignoring
she's
the cues.
Not, yeah.
He's saying everything, though. Sorry, he may not be in that. I kind of feel like, because you're making excuses, to me, I feel like you're not on this, and I would leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I think
true.
That's what you can deduce for yourself. But for her to now make up an idea or a story or thing that he's saying, she's now giving meaning to what he's saying, and that's not what he's telling
but
her.
I feel like that's something that women do.
Yes,
you try to overcompensate for, even though it's nothing to do with you, you make it kind of, I want to fix him. Mm-hmm. I can get around it. He just needs
it's
that woman.
Yeah.
And we always bring it down to us.
So I guess with that being said, then I think that's a conversation or a narrative that women kind of need to, women on the whole, like, well, generally speaking, oh my gosh, trying to be like correct. Just like, then stop doing that, because that's not what he said to you. Stop making up these stories. Stop filling in the gaps. Like, if he's left a gap, either ask him what it is, or just leave the situation, because you building these stories or filling in these spaces, that's your conversation.
If you're not getting those answers, you need to make them up yourself.
But here's the thing, no. If you're not getting those answers, it's as simple as that. You're not getting those answers. You're not going to get it.
Yeah.
You have to leave, because everything else you're filling in now, you're making that up. Mm. You don't know what he's thinking. You've just decided he said X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
That's going to cause you stress, anxiety, like just all that nonsense that you don't need to have. Imagine taking that out of the conversation or out of the narrative that you've just made yourself. Oh my gosh, the peace of mind you're going to have, and the new guy you can start dating in no time.
Yeah, I think what I said wasn't a good example of what I was trying to say, in terms of people aren't being honest about what they aren't being honest in what they say. But I do think you're right, and I wish that we could all just immediately lock off men that start doing that, so that they don't do it again
so easily.
Easy
to say.
And also, I would like to see men just... So when men say things like, oh... One of my friends told me recently this story, which made me feel quite upset.
No.
And it was that a guy that she met on a dating app.
Yeah.
Seemed lovely. They went on a date together.
Yeah.
And they were in the middle of having sex when he stopped because he said, I can't continue because I'm not over my ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
Middle, I'm sorry.
In the middle.
Mid-penetration.
Wow.
He didn't finish.
Oh my God.
And
wow.
I just thought, you know what? If you're not over your ex-girlfriend, don't date.
Not even have been, yeah.
Do not
date.
Do
you
date.
Know what?
So even the other guy, he was saying, oh, he's, you know, he's come up with a relationship recently. Don't date then. Be celibate and don't have sex and don't meet anyone on a dating app.
Yeah.
And then, because you're kind of using that experience to kind of get under someone else to help get over your ex-girlfriend, but in that way you're affecting a woman, because she's gone into it thinking that, okay, this is going to be something, while
you can't even finish.
No, but you know what, no, okay, all right,
that is a true story, by the way,
which is, I'm like sitting here like, oh my days, but at the same time I kind of feel like I'm glad you didn't finish, because like, at least you have the realization that I can't do this.
It takes you being in.
I'm annoyed that you had to get your penis.
Run over someone. Really? That's how it works.
Also, I'm annoyed you had to get your penis.
Amazing AP knickers that I bought her, so I wasn't very
impressed. Alright, so I'm annoyed that he got to like get in there and have some enjoyment and then be like, actually, babes. I'm not sure. That is really upsetting.
That's really not fair.
No, sorry, that's not a pleasant experience.
It is more than not a fact. That is the most nonsense I have ever heard.
No, it really
and
is ridiculous.
What? apparently it's like one for years, but that is nonsense. You should not be on a dating app if that's your state of mind.
I was proper trying to save it. I'm like, no, because I'm like, at least no, I'm glad he didn't, but I'm glad he didn't do it. But I was like, no.
He got
the date, he got his penis in her vagina.
That's the one where you, if you want to just hook up to get over someone, that's your intention straight off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, don't try and start any relationship or start anything. Yeah. You're not ready for it.
He's literally not ready.
Yeah.
Because there are guys who can do sex without emotion. He clearly couldn't do anything.
Yeah. So I guess, guys, the importance is, like, just be true to yourself.
Don't
whatever.
No.
Even if your shit isn't together, be honest with that, with yourself, that your shit isn't together. That's fine. That takes time, period, for a boy or girl, whatever it is. That's not a problem.
Get your shit together alone. Don't do it while you're in a relationship.
Yeah, don't affect other people.
I would like to see people doing, men, more men, getting their shit together when they are not in a relationship.
I remember you did say that, like, can men actually just be celibate? Just take a moment for yourself.
Yep.
Just sort your, figure out your head, sort your shit out, whatever else.
Not making someone pregnant or not giving someone feelings.
Yeah.
End of talk. Bye.
That's so lame.
Not date in 2019.
Let's not shout, guys. But yeah, so guys, oh my goodness, thoughts on how men should date in 2019. Now this makes me want to do one on like how women should date in 2019, because we are definitely becoming more, I think, unorthodox, more interesting. Oh my gosh, get that guy on. But no, but I think it's interesting. But like I said, just women and our approaches in 2019. So I look forward to having some boys on this and get their feedback. But I am a stylist, Christ Couture.
I can't believe you don't even know who I am.
Wow.
What do I do?
Stuff.
Also, I have a cat.
Oh no, she got a cat, guys.
I just got a cat and her name is Storm and I'm single.
I mean, I'm just gonna, I can't, it's going, I'm gonna end this right here. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please come back.
This is not it.
I look forward to, as these guys keep going, I look forward to hearing like all your comments and thoughts and stuff on Twitter. You can follow me on It's Date Night. That'd be great. Sorry, the guys are still going as I try to wrap up and sign off. Thanks. So guys, share your thoughts and comments on Twitter. Let me know how you think men should be dating in 2019 today, and even how women should be. I think that'd be an interesting post for the next one. Anyway, I'm going to go. Thank you so much for listening. Speak to you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.